Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Burt, this is one guest we have managed to keep a surprise.
You really have.
Yes. Tommy has tracked down a blast from your past.
Okay, this is part of my radio past.
Yes, it's part of your radio past, but they were not an employee.
Okay, and I'm assuming they're not still doing radio because you wouldn't have to track down.
This person's not in radio.
Not in radio.
This person holds a very special memory in your heart as far as the beginnings of the Burt Show.
All right, a special memory in my heart. Okay. I love surprises, but not prolonged ones.
Yes.
What do we got?
All right. So I'm going to take you back to June of 2002.
Oh, God, that brain cell's gone. I don't even know what this is, but I'm sure that brain cell is gone.
And I'm going to read the article that CNN wrote. Okay.
In 2002?
Mm-hmm. Standing up for her dreams. High schooler overcomes paralysis to receive.
Stop it.
To receive her diploma.
Marsha.
All she wanted to do was walk across the stage and get her high school diploma. 18-year-old Masha Malikina did just that at her very own ceremony at the Phillips Arena, attended by more than 1,900 people, most of them strangers cheering her on. Today's not about me crossing the stage. Today's more about me setting a goal. 3 years before, a car accident on the way home from Brookmore High School in the Atlanta suburb of Lilburn left Malikina paralyzed from the waist down. The crash killed one of her friends. But Masha, a Russian immigrant who came to America after the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear power plant accident, was determined to heal and move on. She finished her senior year with honors. Her hopes were dashed when the school's principal said he would not allow her to walk across the stage. His reasons, Masha says, included safety concerns, liability issues, and a complaint she would take too long to cross. Despite her protest, the principal would not budge. So on graduation day, Masha said she sat in the audience and cried. Not allowed to walk, she wheeled herself on the stage to accept her diploma. That's when the Burt Show stepped in and offered to give Masha her very own graduation, complete with a walk across the stage to celebrate her achievement. Within a day, Phillips Arena had donated the venue and local merchants had chipped in with signs, food, and graduation programs. The whole city was invited to attend. Masha said she still is overwhelmed. It makes me feel good to know that there are people who will support you, who will support the right thing, Masha said, who recognize that hard work pays off. Christopher Reeve, the late Superman actor who was confined to a wheelchair, even wrote Masha a letter calling her a true inspiration. Former NBA player Dominique Wilkins stood at the podium and invited Masha to receive her diploma. With a friend's help, She slowly reached for her walker, raised herself from her wheelchair, and set one foot in front of the other. In less than a minute, she had reached the lectern and taken hold of her diploma. "Piece of cake," she exclaimed, grinning from the understatement. Off to college that fall, Masha planned to spend the summer teaching others about following their dreams, using her experience as an example. As she told the audience that night, as far as goals go, never set them too low, always set them high.
So I am sitting here right now on the brink of tears, and I'll tell you why. In some ways, this is when the Burt Show started right here. I mean, physically, really, it was when the Burt Show started. And we were on this little itty-bitty signal, and nobody thought that we were going to do very well. And nobody really knew us at that time. I mean, it was brand new. And when we heard this story, and I got to give Jeff a lot of credit. Jeff Dollar really set this whole thing up and really was the one that connected a lot of these arms together. When we heard this story, and I think it was on the news, we all got together and we decided we needed to do something, and we presented it on the air. Now, the ratings were terrible. I mean, we just started the show. It was a brand new signal in Atlanta. So if we had 8 listeners in the ratings, we were stoked. So we had this idea to do this graduation walk for Masha. And the fact that this little itty bitty morning show on this little itty bitty radio station that knew nobody was getting attention from people in Atlanta that were really touched by her story and saw the injustice of it. The fact that we got 1,900 people, which is an extraordinary amount of people for any event.
Oh God, almost 2,000 people. That's crazy.
For a morning show to galvanize people to go, this is an injustice and we are going to make her feel good about herself. I feel like this launched the philanthropy arm of the Burt Show. It was this very day. And I have often thought about Masha over the last couple of weeks and last couple of months when I knew I was going to retire. I have such fond memories of this day, of her walking across the stage and the whole staff being behind her and people applauding for her and hugging her at the end of it. I have really spent a lot of time wondering where she is, because she launched the heart of the Burt Show.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah. And you guys found her.
Tommy found her. So, Burt, please welcome to the Burt Show, Masha.
Oh, my God. Masha, hi.
Now you're just about to make me cry listening to all that.
Wow. How old are you now?
Jesus. It's been 23 years since that moment. I am 41. I was like counting the years. I was like, oh, I can't believe how long it's been. Oh, my God.
This was one of the most amazing mornings in my life and my career. And you were just the right person. And everybody was so behind you.
I was so pissed off. That's kind of like what happened.
Yeah. We couldn't believe it. We couldn't believe that a principal would be so callous, that a staff would be so callous to say, hey, this is going to take too long. Like, all the emotions, me being pissed, are starting to come back right now.
I bet.
Like, any principal that would say, like, hey, sorry, it's going to take too long, that we are going to extend the graduation by 1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute is too long, and say that that wasn't acceptable, even though you've earned it. It still pisses me off even today. And that was 25 years ago, Masha. You're pissing me off.
I know. I was thinking about that when, like, Tommy called, and I was like, I started thinking about it. It pissed me off too again, especially because they, like, locked up my leg, because I was like, well, okay, he says no, but, you know, I'm me. I'm going to do it anyway. But when I got to the school, they had locked up the leg braces in a separate building, so I couldn't even, like, go get my own property.
That's low.
I don't even remember that part of the story. Did you tell that part of the story while we were doing it?
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, it was like 20-something years ago, you know.
I wonder, is that principal still a principal?
I doubt it. He was up there before, so I don't know.
All right, let's not even focus on him. Let's focus on the positive stuff of it. So, was that a day of justice for you that springboarded anything leading into the future? I mean, the city came together for you. And good luck getting an event space that big.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
That was crazy
that somebody called and said, I remember the moment. So I came on the show, and so it was like Jeff had called me And I was like on my way to teach a kickboxing class, because back then I was like teaching cardio kickboxing. And he's like, oh, you can teach kickboxing, but you can't walk across the stage. I was like, I know, right? And then I was like, hey, I'm going to be gone for the weekend. I'm going kayaking. He's like, oh, you can go kayaking, but you can't walk across the stage.
Yeah.
So then I came on the show. And then I guess like the next morning, I was not even in Atlanta. I was like coastal Georgia. And I get a call from you guys. And I remember you guys saying somebody called and offered to donate a day of Phillips Arena, which was absolutely insane. And then I guess all these calls started pouring in with vendors donating flowers and banners and all kinds of stuff.
This is pretty typical that I've been trying to stress over the last couple of months of what the Birch Show community has done. When people are trying to ask me, like, what's the legacy you want to leave behind? It's this right here. It's the fact that we told the story and Phillips Arena would call up. All we did was open up the mics and tell you guys about the story. But for 25 years, you guys have been the ones that have been donating flowers, and then you donate chairs for this thing, and then you donate this and that. I mean, for Phillips Arena to call up and go, we feel this is wrong, let's get people here, as many as you can, this is what we're all about. And it started with Masha. It all started with you, Masha.
That was definitely a crazy day, because it started with me doing the show at like 4 or 5 a.m. and ended with me doing a CNN interview after the graduation. So it was pretty insane. You know, it was so crazy. Like, people were like buying me drinks and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, I'm 18, but nobody cares. And I'm like, all right, cheers.
That tracks.
You know, it was a pretty crazy summer right after that whole graduation thing.
No doubt.
You were saying, like, what happened as far as like the justice of it all? It felt like righting a wrong to some degree, you know? It still felt to me that they were still in the wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when, like, so one of the things that happened is all these people started reaching out to me after, like, the graduation and after, like, all the articles and the newspapers and everything. And I started getting all these calls from, like, parents of students in the county system and, like, students themselves, and, like, just hearing all of these stories of just people in wheelchairs and kids with like all kinds of different situations being treated unfairly, and how, you know, they would like not build a ramp for someone to be able to enter a classroom, and like just crazy things. So I put together a petition and like put it online. I think it was just like one of the first kind of like something people can sign up, you know? And the website called me and they were like, hey, this is kind of crazy. We like typically have a couple hundred signatures and now we've got several thousand signatures. Like, what is this thing? You know? And so, you know, I told them about it, and then I took out, I printed all of it out, and I went to like a school board meeting to present this thing. So I was like, maybe like don't be assholes, you know? And they basically just kind of like dismissed me, and they took, you know, credit for, and they were like, well, you see how, what an education you got that you were able to put all of this together for yourself.
Huh?
And that was kind of how it ended. And basically, they just didn't budge on anything. So unfortunately, that's kind of how it went. But I'm hoping that a lot of people were able to kind of get the energy, the audacity, the balls to like fight for themselves when they needed to. So I think that's kind of what came out of it as far as the justice part.
Yeah, this isn't a story of like a young girl that came to us that was deeply like broken because of this whole experience. As you can hear in Masha's attitude and her voice, she's a badass.
I can hear the spunk.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. She's a badass that wasn't going to let this happen. So I'm glad that we were part of it, but you were going to be like this spark plug, this badass, regardless of this. But I'm just so glad that it touched so many people. So what are you doing now and where are you now?
So I am in San Diego.
Shut up!
No, I am.
Tom was excited for you.
Dude, that's my hometown. I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should like come by. We'll host you.
I would love to. Are you kidding me? Seriously, that would make my day.
Yeah, you should totally come by. We live in Bird Rock.
Oh, get out of here! I'm staying in PB. I'm right down the street from you.
You are. You're right down the street from me. Isn't that crazy? So after graduation, I went to college, and then I went to grad school, and I have a master's in clinical psychology. So I met my husband while I was in grad school. And after grad school, we kind of just like traveled the world for a little bit. And then we were like, okay, so we've kind of like been living, you know, out of suitcase for like 2.5 years. Maybe it's kind of feeling like I'd like to unpack, you know, and be somewhere for longer than a few months. And so we're like, well, where should we go and settle down? And we're like, oh, somewhere with like the best weather. San Diego.
Yep.
And so we moved here, and we actually moved here like a couple weeks before COVID started. And so we've been here ever since. And I just had a baby. She is 1 year and 4 months old. She's pretty cool. She's kind of a badass.
She got your attitude, doesn't she? Yep. Yep.
Oh my God. Oh, so this girl has been walking for like 1.5 months, and she will not hold anyone's hand. She like swats you away so that she can walk on her own.
I love it.
The spunk, as you said, yes, is definitely there.
And what are you doing for a living now?
So right now I have a couple therapy clients, but I am actually writing a thriller based on what I studied in grad school, which is psychopathy.
Sounds incredible. I'm just going to go ahead and assume over the course of all these years of us not talking to you that you're leaving kind of like this kind of goodness wake behind you, and you're touching everybody that comes into your life. And wow, I'm so glad that Tommy reached out and got in touch with you. And I'm serious when I'm saying, if you have a couple of extra hours on any given day when I'm in San Diego, I'd love to sit down and say, hey.
Absolutely. Well, you should come on by.
I for sure
will. Like a beautiful location. You could meet, my daughter's name is Zelda. She got an attitude. You like it.
I love it.
You know.
It's one of my favorite sunset spots in San Diego, so I will definitely be there. So when I put you on hold, I'm going to get your number from Tommy, and I'll be bugging you here in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
It's great to hear your voice, and Masha, I'll see you in a couple of weeks in San Diego.
Sounds good, Bert.
All right, Masha, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
How about that?
Wow, you guys, I mean... That's really where it all started right there. We were such a baby morning show. And again, I just want to give a lot of credit to Jeff. This was the very first big thing that we ever did in Atlanta. And I remember him working day and night to make this whole thing happen. It takes a village. It's taken a village for 25 years with producers and people on the air. But that was the first major one right there where we really showed that this community is going to have a heartbeat. That was pretty awesome. Thanks, you guys.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.